What a joy it is indeed to have you join us again for another segment of the Prayer Outreach Gospel Hour. God has blessed Pastor Wayne Cinch with the gift of healing and miracles to preach his word with signs following to the body of Christ. He holds meetings, conventions, crusades, and teaching seminars all around the world, and also reaching many with the gospel of Jesus Christ in building God's kingdom. We're grateful to have him once again on our broadcast today. You can call us at 416-784-1312 or on our toll-free line at 1-888-784-1312. And now I'd like to present to you God's servant for the hour, Pastor Wayne Cinch.
I want to talk today about the miracle of prayer. In Acts chapter 12 and verse 5, the Bible says, Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Beloved, I want you to know that Peter was in prison for his faith in Christ. Peter was a man. I remember reading about Peter during the time our Lord was on earth. Peter, he was very argumentative. Peter was always there fighting with the other disciples, and he believed he was always right. He was never a good listener, but then there came a change in his life at Pentecost. Oh, that change was so dramatic and so miraculous when the Holy Spirit came upon him that he was the man who rose up from amongst the other disciples and says that the word of God is enough for today. Hallelujah. Peter was bold. He was filled with the Holy Spirit. His life was transformed. He had such a boldness that he was able to believe and speak from his experience. Beloved, what God wants for you and what God wants for me as a child of his is to live off our experiences from him. Have you experienced the gospel of Christ in your life in a powerful way? Have you experienced Jesus Christ? Have you experienced the gift of salvation? Oh, if you did, what a joy it is to know that God can do exceedingly and abundantly and above all that we could think or even ask for. The Bible says here in Acts chapter 12 and verse 5 that Peter was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Another translation would be, but prayer was made earnestly of the church unto God for Peter. They didn't come before God with a kind of a grocery list that we might be thinking about. They went before God and earnestly prayed that this man, Simon Peter, he would be delivered. Their hearts were united in their prayers. Beloved, if you agree, the Bible says, as touching anything, God is going to do it. I don't know what you're believing God for. Maybe your spiritual life is dry and empty. Maybe you feel as though that sense of loss in your life, that dark cloud is trying to creep right back in. But I want you to know today that someone is praying for you. And I hope and I pray that by the power of God's Spirit, that before the end of this broadcast, your life will be turned around. You'll be put back on track. You will have hope where hope was lost. You will have faith where faith is dried up. And God's going to bring you back into a divine confidence. What a wonderful confidence we must all have in the Word of Almighty God. The Bible says, Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church. Beloved, there is power in prayer. When you pray, when the church prayed, beloved, when the people of God came together and pray, miracles after the miracles used to take place. Bondages would be broken. There are times when I go on crusades and when the people of God begin to worship God and pray, oh, the Spirit of God would move. There are times that I would not even have a need to individually lay hands on people to pray for miracles in their lives, because the Spirit and the presence of God would just descend in that place and change lives. Blinded eyes would be opened, deaf ears would begin to hear, some who are dumb would begin to speak, and even those who are crippled, there are some who would begin to walk. The Spirit of God would begin to move. Why? Because when we pray, we must pray according to God's will. What is God's will? We must desire what God wills for our lives. And what is God's will? That we pray in faith, believing that whatsoever we ask in His name, it shall be done. Beloved, it would be rather foolish if you're praying for a Cadillac and God wants you to have more faith in Him. But they were praying, and the Bible says that when these people came together, they were actually being specific in their prayers. You know, when you pray, beloved, you need to be specific. What were they praying for? Every person that were in that prayer meeting in Acts chapter 12 and verse 5 were praying for Peter to be released from prison. Yes, they were believing God. They went before God and they earnestly prayed. The Bible says in Acts chapter 12 and verse 6, "And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two guards. He was bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison." Remember that Herod was very cautious this time, because earlier on, he had placed about 500 guards to safeguard the tomb of Jesus. He made sure that the guards kept watch so that Jesus would not be risen from the dead. Because according to the priests, they lied and said that his disciples planned to come and steal him. Beloved, when God is about to move, nothing can hold back the Spirit and the power of God from breaking forth in your life with power, with deliverance, with healing. And I tell you something, on the third day, the Bible says that Jesus arose triumphantly, and all the guards, they all dropped down, they all became unconscious. And can you imagine? The Sanhedrins and those priests, they came and they bribed those men and they said, "Listen, you go and tell Herod that, you know what? While you were sleeping by night, that the disciples came and steal Jesus' body." What a lame excuse. I mean, that was treason. They would have had their heads chopped off. And of course, Rome was very, very serious about this matter. And so here it is that Peter was kept in prison, and Herod was not going to allow any escape, because he knew he had been mocked already by the Holy Ghost. He knew that the Holy Spirit had moved triumphantly already, and he was made a public example. And he put guards to guard. He had two guards sleeping with Peter. And they had many other guards sleeping on the outside, guarding the door. But guess what? Prayers were made for this man in prison. Though the following day, Herod was going to chop off. He was going to behead Peter before many, so that they would not be able to preach the gospel and to be as bold as they were. But you see, Simon Peter was not troubled with insomnia. This man was sleeping. He didn't have any difficulty sleeping. It seemed he could sleep just about anywhere and any place at any time. What a wonderful confidence he must have had in God to be able to keep him. You see, he trusted and he knew that God somehow would deliver him. And when you and I have this confidence that God is able to keep us, Peter fell asleep between two soldiers. Verses 7 through 9 of Acts chapter 12 says, "Behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison and smote Peter on the side. The angel hit him so hard and raised him up and says, 'Peter, rise up quickly.' And the Bible says his chains fell from his hands, and the angel said unto him, 'Gird yourself, put on your sandals.' And so he did, and the angel said, 'Now listen, put on your garment upon you and follow me.' And he went out and followed him, and he did not know that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he had seen a vision. The angel tells him to do a very reasonable thing. Get dressed, put on your sandals, because God's about to do something miraculous in your life. Beloved, I don't know what you are being faced with. Maybe you're in a prison of different kinds of thing. Maybe you're trapped by negative emotional feelings. Maybe you're trapped by bondages of fear, sicknesses, doubt. You're trapped by hurt of the past. You're trapped by all kinds of things. Maybe things that happen in your life and you're trapped by those nightmares and things. No one can help you but the Spirit of God. When God intervenes, you will have deliverance. You will have freedom. And you are going to come into a newness. You're going to have a new walk with Almighty God. Beloved, the Bible says in Acts chapter 12 and verse 10, "When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leads into the city, which opened unto them." Oh, yes. "And they passed on through right onto the street, and forthwith the angel departed from him." Now, they certainly had enough guards to keep Peter in prison, beloved. And I really think that they expected something miraculous was about to take place. If they did not expect something miraculous to take place, why did they put so many guards? You remember that when Jesus, as I said earlier, had come forth from the grave, that was a real embarrassment to them. They did not intend to let the same thing happen again. So they had doubled the guards on the watch. Remember that the church in Jerusalem is praying for Peter. And the church is believing God for something to happen miraculous. As soon as Peter is out of danger, the angel lets Peter go on his way. And let me tell you something. Let me draw your attention to verse 7. Oh, the angel of the Lord. And I'll tell you something. The angel of the Lord speaks of God's deliverance. God sent an angel. Beloved, what are you bound by today? I don't know what you are being bound with, but I want you to know when you earnestly pray that God is going to descend, He's going to descend with His holy presence and break that chain in your life. Maybe there are some of you today, you are bombarded and chained by all kinds of demonic curses and all kinds of witchcrafts and all kinds of evil. Right now I pray that the power of the Holy Spirit descend and break that bondage. Maybe you're imprisoned by all kinds of evil thoughts. Maybe there are things and people in your life that you just want to get rid of, but the Holy Spirit can change that and fill you with God's grace, mercy, and love. The prayers of the church are definitely answered in verse 11. As we come to a close, when Peter was come to himself, he said, I now know for a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. Peter immediately recognizes that God has delivered him. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. Acts chapter 12 and verse 12. Beloved, when you pray, God will come true for you. And this is the time that we have left for today. But I would like you to know that it doesn't matter what you're going through. Hold on to God, and God will see you through.
What a blessing it was to have you join us in our broadcast today. This has been a presentation of Prayer Outreach Ministries. We are located at 587 Oakwood Avenue, one block south of Eglinton West. And if you are in the Toronto area, we'd love you to join us every Sunday at 11 a.m. in one of our miracle services. We also meet every Wednesday and Friday at 7 p.m. We'd love to hear from you and to know what God has done for you through this radio broadcast today. We can be contacted at Prayer Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 1346, Station K, Toronto, Ontario, M4P3J4. Our local phone number is 416-784-1312, and we have a toll-free number, 888-784-1312. Our email address is prayeroutreachministries.org. Until next time, God richly bless you.